This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who in this room has the best luck and who has the worst luck?
Ooh. I think it's between Hack and Erica for best luck.
Yeah, I feel like I've had pretty good luck. Yeah.
Erica's on a streak.
Which is terrifying, as we've talked about.
Oh my God.
When's it gonna end?
It's not. It will end now if you don't stop manifesting the end of it.
I'm sorry.
I feel very lucky in life, but I don't feel lucky in like contests or something. Like I don't like win. Is like draw this lucky number. It's like I don't do well.
But
in
you're
that.
You also just don't do them, right? Because you're like have that preemptive. I'm not going to win, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then you think it's me and you on bad luck,
yeah.
Aaron?
I unfortunately think that Aaron might have the worst luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's this dude who won. He went to a casino and he got on a winning streak. He was not just winning. He was winning jackpots.
Yeah. Did they arrest him?
No.
Oh.
He was at the Seminole Hard Rock and Casino in Florida. He won 389 jackpots in one day.
What?
Yeah.
How quick was he playing?
I don't know. I guess he just kept staying there, and probably he just kept getting on bigger machines. Like he won $99,000 or more on five different slot machines during the day. And then on one slot machine, he won $170,000. So for a total of $1.8 million while he was there.
How is that even possible?
Because he just hit this lucky streak. Do you know what I mean?
And did not walk away from that. If I win one jackpot, I'm like, I'm done. I've pushed all of my luck. Yeah. I've used all of my luck for today.
So you think luck has a value?
Limit. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, but does bad luck have a limit? Because sometimes it seems like it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? You're telling me
it's always like bad things come in threes.
No, I've had days where it comes in like 300.
Mm. Well, maybe you were manifesting that.
Yeah.
As I get more into the manifesting thing, it's like, have you ever noticed that like you spill coffee on your thing and then you go to grab a wipe, but you stub your toe on your way to that. And then the water's scalding. And it's like, you called that on yourself. You called it down. You can call in the bad luck. The trick is to learn how to call in the good luck and win 389 times.
No, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I can't believe the casino, usually they like tap you on the shoulder and they're like,
you're
out here.
But he's playing a game of chance. He's not
playing the slots.
He's playing slots. If you're playing cards, then they're like, you're counting cards, you're out. Mm-hmm. But he's lucky. I want to talk to people who are that lucky. Or they've got an Aaron streak of like...
Okay, to be fair, I don't feel like Aaron's like unlucky day to day. I just think you've been dealt a few harder cards in life. Yeah.
Rough couple of decades.
Three to be specific.
Sure, shouldn't be funny.
Didn't you just turn 30? Yeah.
That's her point.
Oh my God. Like we want to hear the luckiest people who you've just had some incredible things happen to you. Like even like fate or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Or or the flip side of it. So good luck, bad luck. We want your lucky stories. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
You know, it's nothing like winning one point something million dollars. Mm-hmm. But back when I was in middle school, I guess, I was really, really obsessed with American Idol. Okay, like obsessed to a point of like, is she okay? Like, what's going on there? Okay.
I mean, that was when it was good.
It was big. It was crazy. And this one season, I was so into it that my mom bought us tickets to go to the tour. And we had the nosebleeds of all nosebleeds. And I don't know what happened, but a Pop-Tart walked up to us.
Just a...
What? I have this dream all the time.
Pop-Tart mascot came up and was like, well, the person with the Pop-Tart was like, we would like to upgrade your seats. I mean, our backs were on the wall.
On the
like
back
we were
of the,
in like
yes.
the end of the arena and we got moved up to like third row.
Shut up.
Wow. And as like a kid obsessed, I think I had made shirts like, I was just like, I get to watch a concert from here. Like, we didn't buy those tickets ever. So,
That's what I feel about Taylor Swift and like the hat kids on the Eras Tour.
Yes.
Those are some lucky kids.
Those are.
Can we have any context as to why it was a Pop-Tart who delivered
the good
news?
I think that Pop-Tart was like a sponsor of the tour. But it was the year that Blake Lewis was the runner up. So I believe Jordan Sparks was the winner.
Wow.
I thought I was going to marry Blake Lewis.
Oh my God.
So
I would have married the Pop-Tart.
Yeah, look, like, I want to talk about, we did this in Stupid Stories a long time ago. That dude who was in China who got hit.
Oh yeah.
By three cars
in like seven minutes.
Yeah. He was standing in a crosswalk. Somebody hit him. And then another car, like he's laying there and another car's like,
and he lived.
He did live.
And then they're just waiting for,
might be time to step aside, buddy. Like, you keep getting hit in the same spot.
So then a car pulled over to talk to him.
And hit.
No, he pulled over and was like, are you okay?
Oh.
Like, I want to make sure you're okay. So he blocked other people from hitting him. Thank God. After he got hit the second time, he blocked other people from hitting him.
Except.
And then a car slammed into the back of that car, which forced the car to hit him.
It's so bad.
That is the kind of luck.
The man was a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have one hack?
Yeah, I have a pretty lucky experience. You were all there for it, kind of. We were at like a big radio conference, and not to mention the competitor, but Bobby Bones. You may have heard of him. Big name. He was there, and so I went up to him just to tell him that I liked his speech, but I liked his Jordans, his Travis Scott Jordans, even more. And he just said, "Cool, you want them?"
He was standing at the elevator and he took his shoes off and handed them to
me. Took them off and handed them to me. I tried to give him my shoes as like, well, let me trade you. And he's like, no. And I was like, well, will you sign them for me? He's like, no, that'll ruin them. Just wear them. And he
It is pretty cool.
He just walked away in his
socks. They're Travis Scott, dude. If you know Air Jordans, they're Travis Scott.
Oh, they're expensive.
So expensive.
I don't know why he did that. It was super lucky. I didn't even ask him. I was just like,
he was under the influence of something. A little something.
I just think also maybe he was like, that's nice. Someone came and complimented me on something other than like, you're good on the radio.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Or I'm just lucky.
Or that.
If you're the luckiest human, good or bad, we'd like to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for people who've been lucky.
Yeah, or unlucky.
Yes, in whatever form luck presented itself to you.
I guess we're just looking for people then.
Yes. Jason?
Yeah.
Lucky. Yeah. Bad or good?
Lucky.
Yeah,
it's
what
all
happened?
Bad and it's all good. Lucky. I don't know. Lucky. I won $20,000 last year. I still have 10,000 of it. Lucky. Met a beautiful girl. She's driving me nuts, but I still love her. Lucky? Yeah. Bad or good?
Was that a haiku?
I feel like you won the poetry contest for sure.
You just got like bamboozled.
It's actually lyrics from a song that I wrote. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay. So did you... Are you still with this woman?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
Most beautiful girl on the earth. Crazy as hell, but
okay.
Gotta love her.
Yeah, I hope she's a love like that finds me. Wow.
A crazy person?
Well, say you love him.
Who takes half of your money?
Aaron, who's in a relationship?
Yeah, that got dark real fast. Thank you for the call, Jason. Someday I hope to understand what you said. Yeah. Is that,
did anyone else feel like we were being pranked?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why did you just look at us like that?
Let's find the guy who screened the call and have a word with him.
Yeah.
Because they say one thing to me and then they just say whatever the hell when they get to you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Nate.
Yo!
Lucky, bad, or good.
See, didn't tell him to say that.
What do you got?
I bumped into Ed McCaffrey at a gas station in Greeley, Colorado, and I didn't even have to ask. He just offered to sign the Bronco hat that I was wearing.
Oh, that's cool.
Who is that?
Ed McCaffrey, wide receiver from back in the day.
Oh, legend.
Legend.
Yeah.
And his...
Absolutely.
He's now spawned the
he's
future
Christian
of
Christian McCaffrey's
the...
dad?
Yes!
Mm. Oh, my God!
Yes, he spawned. And,
he has like a bunch of training camps, too.
Hey, by the way, Christian's not the only kid who can ball.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There's more coming, for sure. Even though, yeah.
And I lived on 14th Avenue. UNC was behind me, so I got to see Elway, Caffrey, all those guys play and practice right behind my house.
That's really cool.
Whoa.
You are a lucky dude.
Yeah.
When it comes to that. I just want to point out one tiny little thing. Was that D-bag-ish of Ed?
I was wondering that too.
It's like, oh, I noticed you're wearing a hat.
I'll sign it.
It's like...
Did you...
He's gone.
Tell him...
I'll answer for him.
Okay, Nate.
First I got to do the car noise.
Did you happen to ask Ed, why am I speaking in a voice? I'm just curious if he like made it clear that he knew who he was. Like if they were chatting and then he's like, hey, I'll find the hat.
Well, cause it's happened to Slacker before where people are like, will you take a picture?
Shut up, don't do this to me.
And he's like, sure. And they're like, no, of
like,
us.
Like, will you take
will you
the photo?
Hold the phone and take it.
They were like,
it.
Can we get a picture? And then I went and put my arms around both of them. Because I had just taken 100 pictures and both of their shoulders like did that weird thing. Like, why is this man touching us? And I was like, you met.
Did they not acknowledge that they knew who you were before this?
No. Because I was at Ball Arena and I was taking pictures with all these different people. And they're like, hey, can we get a picture? And I'm like, sure. And then it was like,
oh no.
Yeah. And then I signed their boob.
Okay. I'm done with you.
Brenda?
Yay.
Yay. Lucky, bad or good? Lucky, what happened to you?
Best lucky. So I was traveling with my buddies around Europe and I missed the train. All my friends made the train. I missed the train. I was sitting there I know. Best accident of my life. I'm sitting there waiting for the next train. I'm going to catch up with my friends. It's not the end of the world. I'm not panicking, but I am definitely bored in the train station and sitting there because I don't want to miss the next one. And some guy walked up to me and started chatting me up.
And we are going to be married for 5 years.
Shut your mouth!
Oh, gosh. That happens, people.
What? So if you got on the train with them, you would have never met the love of your life.
Exactly. Best kind of lucky.
So all my single people, I want you to go miss a train today.
That doesn't work like that.
You don't even go anywhere.
You can't force the fate. I don't think you can force the fate.
It has to be... I get a lot of texts when people are going to airports and they're like, I'm going to sit next to a cute guy at a bar.
No, because you didn't even know you were sitting next to a cute guy.
He looked like you didn't force the fate.
You can't force the fate. Brenda, that is amazing.
Be open-minded when you're out there. You never know.
Did you get on the next train or did you just stay with him and fall madly in love?
I definitely stayed through an extra ride. But eventually, actually, he ended up coming with me. We just didn't get there when we were supposed to. So,
oh my God, that's
so cute.
That's
so cute.
I want to watch the rom-com about this.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
I love my life.
Thank you for the call, Brenda. Maggie?
Yay, guys.
Yay. Lucky, bad or good, what happened?
Oh my gosh. This is kind of funny. So I got all the lottery numbers right. However, However, I have them in the wrong order.
No.
Not a thing? You gotta have them in the order?
Oh, it's some of the lotteries. I don't think the Colorado stuff, but there are ones where you have to, yes.
What are the odds?
And you have to get the Powerball right.
Yeah.
You do.
I see. You got to get that one over there. You got to get the...
No.
Did you keep playing? Can you cut them out and
I think the barcode on the ticket.
Oh, forgot about that.
Aaron's like, thank you to our friends at Colorado Lottery. That's Aaron who's trying to commit fraud.
I don't know.
Oh my God. I know people who have played the same numbers. They do their kids' birthdays.
Yeah.
You do 3 and then 28 and blah, 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 and then they just gave it up and 3-4 months later it hit.
No.
And then you're just
I feel the same way about Wordle. That's why I just, because my word
that
I start
with. Because you want your first word to hit.
Someday this is going to be, I'm going to get it on the first try.
So you would have been a multimillionaire and now you just won some money, Maggie? A little bit of money?
I won $100.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know what? It's better than zero.
It's more than what I paid for the ticket.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's our girl.
I would frame the ticket. That's a really funny story.
I failed in a flashy way.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.